You know, last night at 8 o'clock when the NCAA responded to what coaches were talking about yesterday, when you do a statement in three separate graphics, you know it's bad. The backlash is bad.
Mm-hmm.
People that are very passionate about their sport, and a sport that is growing in women's athletics and had a professional league that just wrapped up in Dallas that was in a bubble where the viewership was really, really good. Not really, really good for the NCAA, but is it entirely the NCAA's problem? Because somebody is getting thrown under the bus. The NCAA is not going to back down. But who is at fault? Maybe it is the NCAA in the way they deliver the message. That thinking what they were saying, the coaches were consuming something else. Or not having people that are invested in the sport being involved. That know the sport, know little things like logistics that would help out in this. And on the thing about baseball, high school baseball in this state, springtime has gotten really, really popular. And it's not always the tournament time goes off well. You don't have a lot of baseball people that are involved, that know the sport and know some of the little logistics. It appears here that whoever is handling this from the NCAA, and I also wonder, the NCAA, there have been a lot of people have left recently. And they got a lot of stuff going on with their regular winter championships and their spring championships going on. Is, do they have volleyball people? Are they taking notes? Are they taking advice from people that are invested in the sport and know the sport really, really well? Or is the person that delivered the message for the NCAA just completely off? They did not deliver the message very well, and it was consumed by the coaches who are extremely passionate and also don't need to be dealing with this kind of stuff a week out from the tournament. There's a disconnect somewhere there that now it's a CYA convention, but somebody's going down. Somebody is going to pay for what happened yesterday because it's on the heels of the fiasco in San Antonio. And I was thinking, oh, they will be treated great. It'll go off smoothly because they don't want this to happen again. Well, I was wrong. The backlash was pretty severe. And what will that lead to? We will see. But I think it's probably led to some very private conversations that are strongly worded. And us that have common sense and ask questions aloud say, you know, I have seen NCAA wrestling where you have 8 to 10 streams going at one time. You have high schools that have 4 streams going at one time. We're talking about the NCAA. We're talking about ESPN. Here, just CYA convention. And also, we use common sense to say, I'm looking at what you did with the men and even the women, that you used multiple facilities. That's very doable in this community. You could include Lincoln or not, and you could still pull it off. But was it something where Mecca was involved and they said, you know what, if you keep it all under this roof, we've got these hotels, they're our partners, we'll give them a little love. There's somebody is going to get thrown under the bus in all of this. And then hopefully we'll get to next Wednesday, and this won't be the storyline, and you'll be able to pull this off. But yesterday was another bad day for the NCAA, and maybe post their championships, when we get to the quote-unquote offseason, the rumblings about the future of the NCAA, who's running it, those will get louder and louder. All right, Brian Munson's coming up next. Brian Christopherson in the next hour. We'll keep you updated on the Masters. Justin Rose has come back to the pack. He is 3-over through 7 today. The greens look awful. Just awful. Fast and firm once again. Brian Harmon, who does not tee off until this next hour, is a shot back. Matsuyama, a shot back as well. Weisberger, a shot back. Leishman, a shot back. He's off to a good start today. He's 3-under through 9. Actually, Weisberger is 5-under through 13. And Jordan Spieth is having a pretty good day. Spieth is 1-under through 3, and so he's 2-under for the tournament. Please, for the sake of all of us on Sunday, can we have some name people in the final groupings? I don't ask for much. I don't want my Sunday ruined. I'd like to watch the back nine. But I would like to watch the back nine in knowing some of the golfers. I don't want a bunch of alphabet names. I don't want, you know, B-E-Z-U-I-D-E-N-H-O-U-T. I would like S-P-I-E-T. TH. We roll till 2. Brian Munson is coming up next.